today, Donald Trump Jr. tweeted out a Breitbart article which claims to identify the whistleblower who first came forward with word of President Trump's phone call with Ukraine's president. There is a federal law protecting whistleblowers. But putting that aside, our next guest knows a bit about what happens when a cover is blown. Valerie Plame is the former undercover CIA agent whose identity was leaked by the Bush administration in 2003 after her then-husband, the diplomat Joe Wilson, wrote an op-ed saying the Bush administration manipulated the intelligence on weapons of mass destruction, which led the country to war in Iraq. Plame's name was leaked. It was widely thought to punish her husband. She now has a new life, is running for Congress in New Mexico as a Democrat. She joins us. And Valerie, we know you and your husband had parted, but were co-parenting your children. Were close when he passed away in September. Sorry for your loss. I mean, you guys went through quite a chapter.
Thank you. We did. Yes. Yeah. Although it was expected, it was still devastating. And of course, our twins are only 19, and that's much too young to lose a parent.
Well, and what do you tell them about that time when the government leaked the identity of you, an agent, in, you know, payback for your husband criticizing the Bush administration's use of weapons of mass destruction to build a case for the war?
Right. Well, it's not exactly analogous to the whistleblower that's central to the Trump impeachment issue, because in the case of my twin's father, Joe Wilson, he proudly put his name on this op-ed piece. Nevertheless, I feel deeply on a very personal level for this whistleblower, although it seems pretty clear that they probably had a good understanding of what they were doing, because it was, by all accounts, a carefully prepared report. Many people have corroborated what is in that report. It was well written and so forth. But this whistleblower, probably male, we don't know for sure, he had no idea how his life would profoundly and fundamentally be altered. And those that are calling for his identity to be betrayed, it's not only illegal, it's a violation of the Whistleblowers Act. It is also simply harassment, and it's just wrong.
Well, tell us, how did it change your life?
Oh, I went from being an anonymous person. I was perfectly happy doing what I was doing, chasing terrorists and other bad guys around the world to make sure they did not get nuclear weapons, to overnight being this part of this public, just going into the maw of the media circus. And honestly, it took me a few years to get over my shock. During that time period, what I recall is that in the newspapers and on the radio and TV, you heard and read about these people named Valerie Plame and Joe Wilson that actually had no bearing on who we actually were, what we stood for. It was so disorienting. I always liken it to falling down Alice's rabbit hole, where white is black and black is white.
Well, it also meant the end of your career. I mean, you were undercover, and it could have meant worse because, as you said, you traveled the world. You interacted with bad guys. It could have been worse for you.
Oh, indeed. My covert career immediately was impacted, but my worry at that moment in time was much more first for the network of assets with whom I had worked with over the years. They had come under intense scrutiny. I don't know what happened in every case. But also, my twins were just teeny tiny toddlers, and I was very worried about their physical safety. So it was a really difficult period of time.
Scooter Libby, Dick Cheney's chief of staff, was indicted by a federal grand jury because of the leak. He wasn't directly accused of it, but he was accused of lying about it. He was sentenced to 30 months in federal prison. President Bush commuted his 30-month sentence, and President Trump forgave it. You're now running as a Democrat in New Mexico. One of your Democratic opponents, Marco Cerno, a Democrat, has said, because of an ad that you put out in which, you know, you drive a car backwards, as CIA agents do, he says, some people think they can impress us with make-believe lies and fairy tales about events that had happened over a decade ago. This was a Democrat implying that you're not telling the truth about your outing.
Well, what we found most surprising is these are Republican talking points, and he picked them up and he decided to run with it. I think there's a certain whiff of desperation around that.
Well, but on the other hand, some would say, why are you getting into politics when this is going to happen? People are going to say it wasn't true, and it's going to be relitigated all over again. Why do that?
Look, you're right. Good question. I am running because I feel compelled to do so. I believe that Trump and what is left of the GOP is imperiling the values that we care about here in New Mexico and across our country. So when the seat became open, because Ben Ray Lujan is now running for a Senate seat, I raised my hand, and I want to serve my country again.
That's Valerie Plame, former CIA operative whose identity was leaked to the press in 2003, now, as we said, running for a congressional seat in New Mexico. Valerie Plame, thanks so much.
Thank you.